Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Amen. Very happy to be here again.
我非常高兴再次来到这里。
And always seeing some new faces and some familiar faces.
总是见到一些新面孔和一些熟悉的面孔。
It's always good to plan in the body.
非常好，在身体里有相调。
And every time I come here,
每次我来到这里
，and I actually get help.
我都得到帮助。
Very much get help.
我得到非常大的帮助。
Fellowship with the saints,
和你们有交通。
Either public or privately,
公开的或私下的。
There's always the riches in the body.
在身体里总是有丰富的供应。
Amen.
Amen.
And okay, this weekend is the topic, the general subject. Can we read it together?
让我们读一下这个周末的总题，让我们一同的读。
Gaining.Amen. Let's do it again.
我们再读一遍。
In Christ, in His excellency, for the building up of the body of Christ universally. Amen. You know, I appreciate the song, the hymn we just sang.
我非常珍赏刚才所唱的诗歌。
You know, there's a body in this universe.
在宇宙中有一个身体。
This is actually God's goal.
这是神的目标。
Christ being the head.
基督是头
In himself, he's perfect.
在他的里面他是完全的
But he want to be enlarged,
但是他希望得到扩大
gain a universal body.
得到一个宇宙的身体
That body included you and me.
这个宇宙的身体包括你和我
But since it's called the body of Christ,
这个叫做基督的身体
It's not the body of anything else.
不是任何其他事物的身
体 So therefore,The life of this body has to be the life of Christ.
所以这个身体的生命必须是基督的生命。
In other words, everything in the body, of the body,
换句话说所有在身体里属于身体的
has to be absolutely Christ.
都应当是基督他自己。
Nothing else can come into this body.
别的任何事物都不能进到基督的身体里。
And this is the reason in here, in order to build up the body of Christ,
就是这是这个原因，为什么为着全面建造他的身体
？We have to gain Christ.
我们必须赢得基督。
Without the Christ,
没有基督。
Without the Christ as the element,
没有基督作为元素。
As the life,
作为生命。
As the essence,
作为素质。
As everything,
作为一切。
There's no body.
没有就没有基督的身体。
That's why, in order to build up the body of Christ,
为着建造基督的身体
we have to gain Christ.
我们必须赢得基督。
We have to be completely saturated with Christ.
我们必须被基督完全的充满。
And this is quite Paul says.
这是保罗所说的。
You know, he pursued.
他追求基督。
That he may gain Christ.
他能赢得基督。
He wants to lay hold of Christ.
他能够得着基督。
That he will not let Christ go.
他不让基督过去。
So that he can live just Christ living.
所以他可以过一个基督的生活。
He said, Christ is my life.
基督是他的生活。
Christ is my living.
基督是他的生命。
It's no longer I live.
不再活着不再是他。
But Christ lives in me.
基督活在我的里面。
Actually, the body's life is the life of the head.
所以基督身体的生活就是这样的生活。
Whatever the body does,
基督身体做什么
？It's actually the head does.
应该就是头做什么
？Christ is the head.
基督是头。
We are his body.
我们是他的身体。
So we have to be fully one with him.
我们必须与他完全的适应。
Fully saturated with him.
为他完全的浸透。
So that's why we need to gain him.
所以这就是为什么我们需要赢得他。
When we more, the more we gain him,
我们越多的赢得基督
that means he's increasing or decreasing.
他会在我们里面加多，我们会减少
Because even though we got saved in our spirit,
尽管我们在灵里已经得救
well, our soul still not completely transformed yet.
我们的魂还没有完全得着变化
So every day,
所以每一天
we need to eat him.
我们需要吃他
we need to drink him.
我们需要喝他
we need to gain him.
我们需要赢得他
so that he can in us have a metabolic change.
所以他可以在我们里面有一个生机的变化
and not only life within is metabolically changed,
不管我们里面的
reconstituted,
我们里面的生命得着变化得着重构
and through that,
借着这个
there's a new expression.
我们有一个新的彰显
There's a new manifestation
新的显出
So that eventually our expression the same as he is
所以最后我们就与他必像必像
And also we can function as he functions
我们也可以像他一样尽功用
So eventually we are his reproduction
所以我们成为他的复制
Or his enlargement
成为他的扩大
Fully one with him
完全的与他是一
Hallelujah
Hallelujah.
You may say this is how the title coming from.
这就是这个标题怎么来的。
You know, just yesterday, no, the day before, I was in FTTA.
前天我在全时间训练里面。
This is the first week.
是第一周。
I was telling them.
我告诉他们。
I was giving a class called the PSRP.
导言备讲。
PSRP, the number one important thing for the outline is the title.
导言备讲最重要的就是这个标题。
Because all the content is enlargement of the title.
所有的内容都是标题的扩大。
So this is why I spend the time with you on this title.
这就是为什么我花时间在这个总题上面。
Everything else, all the message come under this.
所有的信息都在这个标题之下。
Goal is to build up the body of Christ.
目标是建造基督的身体。
This is Ephesians 4, we all know that.
这是以弗所第四章我们都知道。
You know, he gave everything to the church which is his body.
他把所有的向着他的召会都给他的召会。
And how do you build up the body?
为着他的身体。
Of course, the many aspects. 如何建
造他的身体。
Many aspects of it.
有许多的方面关于建造。
And the most important part is that we become Christ himself.
最重要的一面就是我们成为基督。
Everyone was given a measure.
我们都有度量。
We become the member of the body of Christ.
我们成为基督身体的肢体。
When we were baptized.
当我们受浸的时候。
We baptized in, as a member into the body of Christ.
我们是受浸进入基督的身体。
To give the drink of the one spirit.
同喝一位灵。
And in that drinking of the spirit, the all-inclusive, consummated spirit.
借着喝这样的灵，这个包罗万有、终极完成的灵。
We got all the content of Christ himself.
我们得着基督所有的丰富内容。
His divinity.
他的神性。
His humanity.
他的人性。
His even incarnation.
他的成为肉体。
His human living.
他的为人生活。
Even his crucifixion.
他的定死。
Even his resurrection.
他的升天。
His ascension.
他的升天。
Even his enthronement.
他的就职。
Everything in this life-giving, compounded, consummated spirit.
所有的都包括在这个复合的终极完成的里面。
And today, as a member of the body of Christ,
今天我们作为基督身体上的肢体
，we are positioned,
我们有地位
，to drink the one spirit,
来喝这一位灵
，so that we can be constituted into the body of Christ.
所以我们可以被构成到基督的身体里面。
This is to gain Christ.
这就是赢得基督。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And through this. And the Lord knows our situation.
借着这些，主知道我们的情形。
So therefore, He arranged all things, all the situations.
所以他安排了所有的环境，所有的情形。
So that in His all His wisdom and prudence.
在他的智慧的安排之下。
He arranged all the things, all the persons, all the circumstances, all the environments.
安排了所有的人事物。
So that the cause is grace abounding to us.
就让这个恩典浇灌在我们的里面。
Abounding, 丰富。
丰富在我们的里面。
Abounding, that is pouring out into you until it's overflowing.
把它丰富倒在我们的里面，直到这个满意。
This is what he's doing today.
这是他今天所做的工作。
So all the world situation,
所有世界的局势
,our environment and the microorganism, cosmos,
我们身边的这个情形
,all this in enlarged the global situation,
这个或者全球的这个局势
,everything is under his control,
所有的事情都在他的控制之下
,throughout the ages,
在已过的这个永远
,we may puzzle about all the world situation,
我们会对世界局势所发生的事情感到困惑
,oh, why is this way, why is that way,
为什么这个
why is this, why is that,
all kinds of things.为什么那个发生？为什么这么多事情
？Actually, everything is under God's throne.
但是所有的都事情都在神的宝座之下。
Satan may be raising up this, raising up doing all kinds of things.
撒旦也许兴起许多的事物搅扰。
But everything,
但是所有的
outwardly speaking, just a shell.
外面只是一个壳。
But what's inside?
它是在里面，这个在这个核人
is actually to carry out God's eternal economy.
是为着来执行神永远的经纶。
In that every aspect of the God is manifested.
在这里面，神所有的这个方面都得着彰显。
In His ruling,
在他的这个掌权。
In His power,
他的能力。
In His sovereignty,
在他的主宰。
All these,
所有这些。
Today in our limited mentality and the insight, we don't see it.
在我们有限的这个头脑里面，我们没有办法看见。
But in eternity, when we're looking back,
当我们在永远里面，当我们回过头来看
well, all we can say, wow.
我们都可以说wow.
I didn't know that's how you did it.
我不知道，原来神你是这样做成的。
All these kind of things will be.Revealed to us.
所有这些事物都会向我们显现。
So maybe we can get into the long line briefly.
让我们来进入这个纲要来读。
Because of the length that it's very long, I can only give the essence of this message.
因为纲要很长，我只会给大家纲要的精华。
Maybe we just read Roman numeral one.
让我们读这个第一点，第一大点。
The entire world sustains.
God of the heaven has his economy for Christ. State of things in the world situation for one thing, Lord's recovery.
Amen. The reference there is Daniel.
这里的经节是但以理书。
I just said very briefly.
我只简单的说一下。
Probably most of you know that there's a great image.
所有人都知道但以理书里面有一个大人像。
I will not get into the detail of that.
我不会进入细节。
But suffice to say, in these reference verses, it says the following.
这个经节却讲到这以下的一些事物。
Especially some footnote there, you can get into it.
你可以有一些注解可以进入。
Daniel actually revealed three things.
但以理书启示三件事情。
Number one, it reveals heaven's rule.
第一件事，它启示诸天掌权。
You know, in some of the passages, Nebuchadnezzar was the emperor, I mean, the king of the Babylon.
尼布甲尼撒是巴比伦帝国的王。
In terms of the kingdom, no kingdom has the glory like Babylon.
没有任何其他的王有像巴比伦王这样的荣耀。
So this Nebuchadnezzar thought he is the top.
所以巴比伦王认为他是至高的。
He was so proud.
他非常的骄傲。
He says, you know, even this vision says that Babylon like a huge tree.
他甚至在他梦里，他认为巴比伦国是一个大的树。
And this tree reached to the heavens.
这个树甚至高及天。
All kinds of things can dwell in this tree.
所有的事物都可以在这个树上栖息。
It can bear all kinds of fruit.
也可以结各样的果子。
And supply the world.
可以供应全地。
And he's the king.
但是他是王。
But the Lord says to him.
但是主对他说。
This tree will be cut down.
说这个树要被砍倒。
And one day it will be cut.
有一天他会被砍倒。
And they say you will be like a beast.
他说你会像一个野兽。
But I will give you some time.
但我会给你一些的时间。
And then when you come back, you will know heaven rules.
但你回来的时候，这个你会知道诸天掌权。
And indeed, Nebuchadnezzar,
确实这个尼布甲尼撒王
eating the grass like a beast.
后来有一段时间他吃草如牛。
And after assigned the time to him.He was restored.
到了一定的时期结束以后，他被恢复。
And then he says,
他说
There's only one ruler in this whole universe.
他说在全宇宙中只有一个掌权者。
He is the one give power to whom he will give.
他是让按照他的旨意给谁权
and,
能力。
And he is the one who can take it away.
他也可以把权柄拿走。
And that's how revealed in Daniel.That heaven rules.
这就是但以理书所启示的诸天掌权。
No matter who is the king, who is the in authority.
不管地上的君王是谁，地上的权柄是谁。
It's all under God's throne.
都在主的这个神的宝座之下。
Because this vision says the one who is sitting on the throne administrates the entire universe.
在这个但以理书的意象里面就讲到，是在宝座上的神在管理整个宇宙。
So this leads to the second point revealed in the Daniel.
这第二个点在但以理书所启示的。
That is the preeminence of Christ.
就是基督的基督的
超越。
超越。基督的超越。
He is the ruler, actually.
基督是掌权。是掌权
者。The ancient of the days.
从已过亘古的永远。
Yeah, the ancient, his name is called the ancient of the day, who is the one who sat on the throne.
在已过的永远，他就是这个坐在神宝座上的那一位。
And he's the one who actually does everything.
他基督就是做所有的事物。
And number three is that what does he do?
第三点就是他做什么。
That is, he is the one who is taking care of his people.
他是在照顾他的子民。
For his eternal purpose.
为着他永远的旨意。
So, This the Roman numeral one essentially tells us.
这个所以第一大点告诉我们
Saints, we should be very, very much reassured.
圣徒们，我们需要里面得着确信。
Everything happened in this whole universe.
所有在宇宙中所发生的事物。
In Canada, in Montreal, in America, in Mid East,
在加拿大，在美国
，in North Korea,
在韩国，在北韩，北韩，无论什么事情发生
，It's under God's sovereignty, under His control.
都在神的主宰和管制之下。
To accomplish one thing,
是为着一件的事情。
That is to bring in His eternal kingdom.
就是为着带进他永远的国。
So that end can come.
所以末这个末了会来到。
On the negative side, you may say,
在消极一面，你也许会说
，to expose all the human folly,
去暴露人类所有的堕落
，and all kinds of foolishness,
所有的愚蠢愚昧。
On the other hand,
从正面的来说
，to really turn people to God to seek after Him,
去可以让人转向神来看见到底神是谁
，and so that God's people can be prepared.For his coming back.
所以神的子民能够预备好他的回来。
Let's read the Roman numeral two.
我们读第二大点。
In order to live, so this is in Philippians.Paul tells us he is the one who is pursuing.
这是在腓立比书第三章告诉我们，保罗是一位追求基督的人。
Because of the world situation is going downward.
因为这个世界的局势是一直在走下坡路。
But Christ has to gain his bride.
但是基督要赢得他的心腹。
So that we need to pursue him.
所以我们需要赢得他。
So that we can gain him.
追求以赢得他。
So that we can be constituted with him.
所以我们可以被他来重新构成。
And in this way.
就是借着这样
and then we have to see him
我们需要看见他
we have to be enlightened
我们必须得着光照
be attracted by him
被他吸引
drawn by him
被他吸引
to really pursue him
来真正的来追求他
and this word is the same as a persecute this pursuing in Greek is the same word
在这里的追求这个词在原文经文的意思和这个逼迫是同一个词
Because this is very significant to Paul himself
这是对保罗是非常的有重要的意义
Because before he was saved
因为在他得救以前
He was persecuting Christ
他是一个迫害基督的人
Because the Lord asked him
这个主问他
Saul, Saul, why did you persecute me?
扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我
So Saul was very very eager and diligent
保罗是一个非常热心非常这个勤奋的人
because he was getting the paper from the high officials in the Judaism
他在犹太教得着从这个大祭司的文书
and to persecute
去迫害基督徒
to persecute the Christians at that time those calling the name of the Lord
去迫害那些呼求主名的人
and he does this with zeal
他做这个非常的有热心
He runs to here, runs there. He goes to Damascus. It's a long distance.
他去大马士，很远的地方。
He was doing this thing.
他在这个逼迫基督徒。
And so he was saying, now at least I need to pursue Christ as much as I did when I persecuted Christ.
所以他现在他说他追求基督，要像他以前逼迫基督那样的程度一样来追求。
So he says, now I want to persecute Christ, but in a positive sense.
所以他现在是正面的来逼迫基督，正面的逼迫基督。
Just like before he was saved.
这就像他得救以前。
He goes to everywhere.
他是到处走。
Spend all the time and energy his whole life.
他用他所有的时间精力，他的人生。
Try to catch those Christians.
去这个要抓基督徒。
Now he says I use the same energy and the zeal.
他现在说我用那是同样的热情。
So he can gain Christ.
所以他可以赢得基督。
He can catch Christ.
他可以抓得基督。
He will seize every opportunity to gain Christ.
他抓着一切的机会去赢得基督。
So he said, I may lay hold of Christ.
他能够得着基督。
Catch you, lay hold of you. Just like he laid, just like before he laid off the Christians.
就像以前他抓这个基督徒一样。
To drag them to
把他们带到。
To drag them to Jerusalem.
带到耶路撒冷。
But now he wants to lay hold of Christ. Now,
现在他是抓住基督
as Christ of the lay hold of him,
就像基督得抓住他一样。
Wow, We need to have kind of zeal, right?
我们需要这样的啊，这个热情。
He said, "This is why Paul says, 'I pursue.'"
这是他说的追求。
I persecute.
他是这个逼迫基督。
Yeah, this is Paul's attitude.
这是保罗的态度。
In all our pursuing the Christ,
在我们所有追求基督的过程
中 if we want to really gain Christ,
如果我们想真的赢得他
Paul tells us you have to do it this way.
保罗告诉我们要这样来做
In order to gain Christ, it's not a casual matter.
赢得基督
不是随随便 casual.
不是一件随随便便的事情
you know, It's just laying there, it can be done.
不是那就是你躺在那里就可以完成的。
This is why Paul uses many words.
这就保罗用许多的
言
语。
Here is pursuing.
他这里用到这个追求。
Other places he said, "I'm running the race."
在其他地方他说要奔跑赛程。
Yeah, it's like Olympians.
就像这个奥林匹克运动员。
You're running the race.
他们要奔跑这个赛程。
And then you just keep running.
他要一直的奔跑。
With endurance.
有忍耐。
With a single heartness.
单纯。
And he also.You know, use illustration as he's like a boxer.
他像一个这个拳击手一样。
Yeah, he's control himself.
他这个克制己身。
The point is that he want to gain Christ in such a desperate way.
Yeah, 是为者就是他在赢得基督到这样一个渴慕。
So in Roman number three.
所以在第三大点。
Is just taken out from all the examples. There are two examples here.
在这里从很多的榜样里面有两个榜样列在这里。
Let's read the title.
我们读这个第三点。
Two examples. So in the Bible, there are two examples. Of course, there are many other examples.
在圣经里有许多的榜样，但这里有特别的两个榜样。
You know, if you read Hebrew 11, there are many of them.
你读希伯来书第十一章，有许多的榜样。
It says a cloud witness.
榜样像云彩一样。
So that you say we should drop off this entanglement, so we can gain Christ.
所以我们可以脱去一切缠累我们的罪，来为着赢得基督。
Now this portion in Hebrews 11.24 to 26 is already in your outline, so we can read that.
在希伯来书十一章二十四到二十六节，我们可以读在纲要里面。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up,
refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, to be treated with the people of God, to enjoy men of sin, during the reproach of Christ, greater riches, treasure of Egypt.Look the way to the reward.
So this is by faith.
这就是借着凭着信心。
By faith, what is faith?
什么是信心
？Faith is that Christ has such attraction infused into you.
信就是基督这个至宝注入到我们的里面。
And once he got infused into you,
当他注入到我们的里面的时候
，the appreciation of him spontaneously got into you.
这个对他的珍赏就很自然的被注入到我们的里面。
This is through the word and in our spirit.
这是借着这个在我们灵里的工作。
And then there's a response from us.
我们有一个回应。
And that of course is very Christ himself got infused into us.
这个就是基督自己，其实就是基督自己注入到我们的里面。
In that we see something which.Cannot be seen physically.
在这样的注入里面，我们就看见了一些在我们所不能看见的东西。
Basically, what do we see?
基本上我们所看见的。
What do we see in our spiritual eyes?
我们在属灵的这个眼属灵的视力里面，我们所看见什么呢
？We see number one. We see the super preeminence, preciousness of Christ.
我们第一，我们先看到这个基督的超越，他的至宝。
And through that, we also see how folly, how unworthy our own pursuit.
我们也看到我们自己这个我们自己的情形是。
You know, the contrast is such that one is just
非常的
worthless, the other is most precious.
所以这是这个对比，这个基督是至宝，是宝贵的，但我们自己却是低贱的、卑微的。
And then that produce a result.
这个会产生一个结果。
That is, we just drop those not good.
所以我们会放下那些不好的
，and want to gain the treasure
来赢得这个宝贝的东西。
That's what the faith does to us.
这就是信在我们里面所
做的。Actually, Lord Jesus himself is that way.
啊，这个基督自己就是这样子的。
He gave a parable about the kingdom.
啊，他讲过一个预言，关于国度的预言。
He is like a man.
啊，他像一个人。
You know, he find a piece of a land, got a treasure in there.
啊，他找到一块田地，里面有一个宝贝。
And he said he sold all.
啊，他这个人就把所有一切都变卖。
To acquire the piece of land.
来买这块地。
You know, to get the treasure there.
是为着这个地里面的这个宝贝。
You know what's the treasure in that land?
你知道这个地里宝贝是什么吗？
On the earth.
在这个地上。
That's you and me.
那就是你和我。
So he sold everything.
他变卖一切。
So that he can gain you and me.
他为着赢得你和我。
We may not see much in us.
啊，我们也许没有多少在我们。
But he saw something.
但是他看见我们里面有宝贝。
Because he saw he can put himself into you.
因为他能够把他自己放在我们的里面。
To make you as precious as he is.
啊，让你变得和他一样宝贝。
So he sold all.
所以他变卖一切。
He left his throne.
他离开他的宝座。
He left his position.
他离开他的地位。
He became a man.
他成为一个人。
Lowly man.
啊，一个低微的人。
Restricted.
啊，受限制的。
And now he will suffer.
啊，他受苦。
And he went through all kinds of things.
他经历了一切。
Eventually, he paid the utmost price.
他最后付了这个至高的代价。
Then he acquired us.
他得着我们。
He purchased us.
他买了我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
He's the pattern.
啊，这就是榜样。
And then Paul is the same.
啊，保罗也是一样。
In his days.
在保罗的时代。
You may say he's a uprising young man.
啊，他是一个非常这个有潜力的这个青年人。
And he says, you know, he was the best educated.
啊，他受到最好的教育。
And then he was you know, prominent among his peers.
啊，在他的同辈当中，他都是这个杰出的。
He got all kinds of qualifications.
他有各样的资质资格。
If he put out his resume,
啊，如果你看保罗的简历
，he probably get the highest position those days.
他能够在社会上得到最高的地位。
One day, maybe indeed he become the high priest. Okay.
他也许会成为
I don't know
大祭司，也许。
But one day,
不知道
he saw the light.
但是有一天他看见了光。
The God of glory appeared to him.
啊，这个荣耀的神向他显现。
He had a 180-degree change.
他有一个180度的转变。
He changed.
他变了。
From outside, he says he suffered the loss of all things.
他从外面看，他失去了一切。
His authority lost.
他的权柄没有了。
He was arresting people.
啊，他能够去抓人。
Now he became a fugitive.
啊，他现在变成了一个难民。
He gonna run all the time.
他必须到处的这个逃难。
Yeah, he was a high position.
他以前有高的职位。
But now he has nothing.
现在他没有任什么。
All this got lost.
所有的一切都失掉了。
But you know what he says?
但是他怎么说呢？
He said, "I count all loss, those loss, as refuse."
啊，他说他把这所有的这些失去的都看作粪土。
In order to gain Christ.
为着赢得基督。
In order to gain Christ.
为着赢得基督。
For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
至宝的基督。
Because he wants to know him.
他想要这个认识基督。
He wants to experience him more.
他想要更多的经历基督。
He wants to, in all kinds of situations, know this Christ.
他现在所有一切的环境中都能
够认识基督。So even though he suffers some loss,
经历基督，尽管他外面遭受一些损失。
To him, that's nothing.
在他里面这些都不算什么。
Because he gained something much better.
因为他得着了更好的东西。
This is Paul's attitude.
这是保罗的态度。
This is why Paul is pursuing the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
这是保罗要赢得这个至宝的基督。
And in that,
在这个追求里面。
It's not just for himself.
这不是为着他自己。
Because his goal is not just himself.
这个他的目标不是他自己。
So that he can really fulfill God's eternal purpose.
他这样赢得基督是为着完成神的旨意。
Certainly, he want to be approved of Christ.
他为着这个
被主称许。
被主称许。
Yeah, approved.
被主称许。
He says excellent.
excellent.
很好啊。
他希望被主称许。
超越的好。
超越。
Excellent. Okay.He wants to say excellent, good, faithful.
他想成为忠信的，超越的。
Yeah, well pleasing to the master.
这个能够得着主的 啊，这个喜悦。
But also this Christ can constitute so that he can become Christ.
啊，所以甚至是基督能够被构成在他里面，他
能成为基督。But not only he can become Christ individually, he wanted to build up the body of Christ.
啊，他不是为着他个人的成为基督，乃是为着建造基督的身体。
It's not just for me.
啊，不是为着我。
Is to me for you.
是在神在他身上做的是为着身体。
So that Christ can come into me, it's not just for me.
所以基督道德里面不是为着我。
It's actually for you all.
It's 是为着大家。
So that we can all arrive together.
所以我们可以一同的达到。
Because I cannot get there without you.
啊，我不可能一个人独自的达到。
It's not just I can get there. No.
不是我一个人能够到达那里。
You know, I don't want you individually.
基督说我不想要你一个人。
I commission you to get many.
我是嘱咐你是要得着许多的人。
So that I can get my body.
所以我可以得着我的身体。
So that we can all enter together.
所以我们可以一同的进入。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is Paul's view.
这是保罗的这个他的看见。
So in his pursuing of Christ.
在他的追求的基督的里面。
He has a view.
他有一个看见。
Is to build up the body of Christ.
是能够建造基督的身体。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to have this view also.
我们需要有这样的看见。
It's not just for us.
不是为着我们个人。
But also is for the building up of the body of Christ.
而是为着建造基督的身体。
All these riches.
所有丰富。
Revealed to you.
向着你所启示的丰富。
In your prayer.
在你的祷告中。
In your reading of the word.
在你的读圣经中。
And so forth and so on.
所有这些。
It's not just for you. Certainly it's for you.
Yeah.当然一方面是为着你，但是另一方面不是为着你的个人。
We have to share this to the body.
我们需要把这个分享出来给身体。
So that we can all go together.
所以我们可以一同的来够前进。
This is Paul's view.
这是保罗的看见。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But in here,
但在这里
the two examples.
这里有两个榜样。
Moses, he was a Pharaoh called the Pharaoh's daughter's son, the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西是这个法老的女儿养大的。
You know, Pharaoh, of course, at that time is the highest ruler.
法老是当时这个最高的掌权者。
And you're called the son of a son of the Pharaoh's daughter.
他是被法老的女儿称为法老女儿的儿子。
You can consider what kind of privilege you might have.
你看看他有多大的特权。
But what was his attitude?
但是摩西的态度呢
？He despised that.
他轻视这一切。
He'd rather to be God's people.
他宁愿与神的子民同在。
He doesn't want to be a part of Egypt.
他不想成为埃及的一部分。
He want to be a part of God's people.
他想成为神子民的一部分。
So he doesn't want to be called the son of a Pharaoh's daughter.
他不想被称作法老女儿的儿子。
He'd rather go out to be with God's people.
他愿意出去与神的子民一同。
Even though outwardly he suffered loss a lot of things.
在与神的子民他会遭受很多的失去痛苦。
But he went anyway.
但是他还是去了。
Because he knows.
因为他知道。
In faith.
在信里面。
God has a purpose with his people.
神对他的子民有一个心意。
He want to gain God.
他希望赢得神。
He want to be God's people.
他希望成为神的子民。
He doesn't want to be part of the Egyptian of the world.
他不希望成为这个世界里面的埃及人的一部分。
To do things for Pharaoh.
是为着法老来做事情。
He'd rather suffer the shame, suffer with God's people.
他宁愿与神的子民同受苦难。
This is his heart.
这是摩西的心。
The same as Paul.
跟保罗一样。
Actually, the same as many brothers and sisters.
这个与许多的历代的弟兄姊妹都一样。
Throughout the last 2,000 years.
在已过的2000年。
You know this footnote, right? When Mary poured this precious ointment on the Lord himself.
这个玛利亚把这个珍贵的香膏倒在主身上。
Brother Lee have a footnote there.
李弟兄有一个注解在那里。
In the past 2,000 years.
在已过2000年。
Thousands and thousands.
成千的这个。
All the precious life,
所有宝贵的性命
all the future,
这个未来
everything that just pour on the Lord,
所有的都被倾倒在主的身上
People may say what a waste,
那人其他的人会说这是何等的浪
费 God says, but the Lord says it's a noble thing,
但是主说这是一件这个高贵的事情
Saints,
圣徒们
Do you want to be a noble person?
你希望成为在主的眼中一个高贵的人
Do you want to do the noble thing?
你希望做这样的一件高贵的事情吗
？We have to pour ourselves on the Lord.
我们需要把我们自己倾倒在主身上。
This is a loss.
这个在外人看是一个损失。
But also this gain.
但是这也是一个赢得。
Depends on how you count it.
取决于你如何的来看待。
But we lost.
是损失吗
But we lost.
我们损失了一些。
Whether it's precious or it's a refuse depends on your view.
这个或者是赢得了取决于你的看见，你的
yeah.
你的观点。
even I don't know whether if Moses stayed, whether he became one of the pharaoh or not, I don't know.
我也不知道摩西如果他停留在埃及王宫，他能不能成为下一个法老。
But even if he became one of the pharaoh.
但是即使他成为下一代法老。
So what?
那又怎么样呢？
All the kingdom got lost anyway.
这个法老国这个都已经失去了。
How many names of the pharaoh can you name?
有多少法老王的名字你知道？
Anyone can say a few?
你能知道吗？
I only know one.
我只知道一个法老王的名字。
Ramsey. Others I don't know.
其他的名字我都不知道。
But that's not the point.
这不是这里的重点。这重点是
one with the Lord Himself.
我们与主是一。
That's the point.
这是这里的点。
And actually, you may say, Watchman is the same way.
尼托生弟兄也是同样的。
His teachers have a high hope for him.
他有这个他的老师认为他有很好的前途。
This person, this young man, was talented.
这个年轻人很有才华。
Very, very. Excellent knowledge.
有很高的知识。
In both science and in literature and so forth.
这个科学上和这个文学上都有很高的造诣。
Photographic memory.
有很好的记忆力。
We expect this one to be something, someone.
他这个老师认为他会成为人物，某一样人物。
But one day.
但是有一天。
He testified he was walking on the street.
他做见证，他在路上走的时候。
Outwardly seemed to be nothing.
外面看来他这个穷困潦倒，什么都没有。
It seems nothing.
就是、
and so he says the teacher look at him.
这个老师碰见他就看着他就。
And look from head to the toe.
从
and just look at him.
看到脚。
And just say, what happened to you?
那个老师说，你身上发生什么事情了？
We have such a high hope for you.
我们以前对你的期望都很高。
Why you come to this state?
你为什么现在落魄到这样的地步？
And he says he didn't say anything.
尼弟兄外面没有说什么。
But he says the following, though.
但是他说了下面的话。
As the teacher left,
当这个他的老师离开走的时候，
he stood there,
他站在那里。
And he realized,
他认识到。
What does it mean to be in the glory?
他认识到到底什么是在荣耀里。
Do you want to experience that?
你想经历这个吗？
In the glory of the Lord.
在主的荣耀里。
This is not evaluated by Outwardly, you are successful or not.
这不是外面的成功来判断的。
Whether God is on you, in you, you are one with Him or not.
是否神在你的身上？这个你与他是一，他的荣耀在你身上。
Watch me in that state.
尼弟兄在那个时候，在那个阶段，
在那个状态
下
，in that state.
在那个
Outwardly people says, boy, this person become nothing.
外面的人都说这个人没有什么用了。
But in God's eye,
但是在神的眼中
his life is expressing Christ.
他的这个生命是在彰显基督。
Just like the Lord Jesus,
就像主耶稣一样。
Outwardly, he says he has nothing for him for people to admire.
外面他没有任何让人这个这个尊这个吸引人的地方。
He doesn't have a good looking.
他没有一个很帅的外表。
He's sort of like the root out of the dry ground.
他就像这个像根出于干地。
He was about 30 some years old.
他只有三十岁出头。
People evaluate about 50.
人家说这个人不是五十岁。
Yeah, because he says, you know.Before Moses, I am.
Yeah, 因为他说这个在摩西这个亚伯拉罕以前我就是。
You're not even over 50.
然后人们就说你还不到五十岁。
Yeah, before Abraham, I am.
Abraham, yeah. 亚伯拉罕对。
Yeah.
你还不到五十岁。
So people evaluate him about the 50 years old. You know.
所以人看他是五十岁。
So he doesn't have this youthful looking.
他没有这个很年轻的帅的这个外表。
This outwardly it seems as nothing to attract people.
在他的外表没有什么吸引人的地方。
But he is the very God.
但他是
incarnate in a man.
这个神自己在成为人。
So when he calls some people follow me.
当他叫人来跟随他的时候。
People drop their boat, drop their profession, drop their parents to follow him.
人们这个放下网，丢下网，这个丢下他们的职业，这个来跟随他。
What did people see?
这些人看见了什么
？In this person Jesus，
他们在耶稣的里面看见了什么
？They see God's glory。
他们看见了神的荣耀。
Today,
今天
if we're willing to be one with Him,
如果你愿意与他是一
we will also have the glory of God manifest in us.
我们也会有神的荣耀在我们里面彰显出来。
This is for us to drop everything to pursue Christ.
这是让我们丢弃一切来赢得基督。
Amen. Amen. Let's read Roman numeral 4.
我们读第四大点。
Let's read it together.
我们一同的读。
Amen. To have the fullest enjoyment and the gaining of Christ.
我们要最完满的享受并赢得基督。
We must keep our consecration fresh.
我们就必须维持对主新鲜的、及时的奉
献。And up to date.
这个及时的。
With the Lord for His present recovery.
是必须为着主当前的恢复。
Amen.There are many references verses. Some of them you are very, very familiar.
这里有许多的引经，也许你都非常的熟悉。
I just summarize in the following way.
我就用以下的这样的方式来总结。
In order for us to really gain Christ.
为着我们真正的赢得基督。
We have to be fresh with Him.
我们必须与他新鲜的。
Every morning.
每一个早晨。
We say, Lord Jesus.
我们说主耶稣。
Today I want to give this for you.
我今天愿意把今天奉献给你。
Want this day to be gained by you.
我愿意这个今天能够被你得着。
This day I want to be redeemed for you.
我希望今天能够被赎回为着你。
So in other words, every morning we need to reconsecrate ourselves to Him.
就是换一句话说，我们每天早晨需要更新的奉献给他。
You know, consecration, this word.
奉献
have several meanings.
有一些的意义。
By its word, con.
C-O-N.
C-O-N. Con is what? To be one with someone. Right? With something.
所以这个奉献这个英文的单词里面这个头几个字母代表是一 与其他人是一。
Secretion, of course, is sacred.
这个第二部分是这个是、这个、
something divine.
神圣的。
Something holy.
神圣的。
So in other words, consecration just really means to be one with God.
所以这个奉献的意义就是与神是一。
Lord, I want to be one with you.
主啊，我们愿意与你是一。
In the Old Testament, of course, it really means fill up the hands of the priests.
这个在旧约里面，当然这个就是这个祭司的这个手要被充满。
In other words, in the past, you know, my hand was doing many other things.
就是以前这个我的手在做别的所有的事情。
But now today, my hand.
但是今天我的手
is filled with something.So I can offer things to satisfy God.
今天我的手需要被一些祭物充满，这个能够献给神来满足神。
That is to actually offer.
这就是献
offerings
这个献祭物
to the Lord,
供物给神来满足神。
Actually, Paul becomes such a priest.
保罗就成为这样的祭司。
He says, "I'm a laboring priest."
他说我是一个勤奋的祭司。
To offer up the Gentiles.
来献上外邦人。
Acceptable to God,
在蒙神悦纳
having been sanctified by the Holy Spirit,
在圣灵里得着圣别
In other, his preaching the gospel is a priestly service.
他的传福音就是他的祭司侍奉
So that he can preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以他可以把这个福音传给外邦人
And then the Gentiles, he can offer the Gentiles.
然后他可以把外邦人这个献给神
And then.According to Romans 12:1, this Gentile can offer themselves up.
罗马书十二章一节讲到这些外邦人可以把自己再献给神。
Yeah, it says, you know, he urged, you know, these people.
他劝这些外邦人
consecrate yourself.
把自己献上。
Yeah, and then eventually we all together as one living sacrifice.
最后最终我们将成为一个团体的活祭。
This is called consecration.
这就是奉献。
Saints, we need to be consecrated.
圣徒们，我们需要这个把自己
奉献给主。
就是与主是一。
Our hands need to be filled.
我们的手必须被充满。
With Himself.
被基督充满。
You know, this doesn't mean that you don't need to study, you don't need to work, you don't need to take care of children. Doesn't mean that.
这个不是说你不工作了、不学习了、不照顾家庭了。
But this does mean in doing this everything.
这个 但是却是说明，当你做这一切的事物的时候
，You are filled with God.
你是被神充满。
You are in spirit one with Him.
啊，你是与神是一灵。
As a student, you study.
啊，当你作为学生学习的时候
，You study one with Him.
啊，你与神一同的学习。
As you go to your job.
啊，你去上班的时候
，Say Lord.
你说主啊
，You assign this for me. You apportion this to me.
啊，你把这个工作赐给我。
I want to do it one with you.
我希望与你一同去做。
Lord, you may not have been an accountant. You may not be an accountant.
你也许不是一个会计师。
But now today, I want you to be with me to be the accountant.
但是我今天希望你与我一同的来这个做会计师的工作。
When I was a graduate student,
当我是一个研究生的时候
you know, another brother who was my classmate.
有一个我的同学。
You know, we are studying very hard for pass the qualify exam.
我们这个学习非常的这个认真，要这个过这个考试。
And he was saying,
这个考试。
He was saying, I want the Lord Jesus ever took the qualify exam.
他说我希望这个主耶稣跟我一同的来考这个资格考试。
Anyway, so in other words, today actually Christ can live.One with us, and we can live one with him.
所以今天主可以和我们是一的生活，我们也可以与主一同的生活。
This is called consecration.
这就是奉献。
And on the other hand, if the Lord leading us, we just follow him.
如果另外一方面，如果主领导你，你就是简单的跟随主。
Amen. I just want to simply say, saints.
圣徒们。
Let's review what's the title. Do you still remember the title?
你仍然记得这个标题吗？
You should memorize this title.
你需要把这个标题记下来。
Gaining Christ
赢得至宝基督
in His excellency for the building up of His body universally. We need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord every day.
我们需要每天把自己奉献给主。
Actually, the Old Testament typology, this burnt offering has to offer the morning.And also evening.
在旧约里面，这个有一个这个预表，就是这个燔祭，这个每早晨和晚上都需要献祭。
And the fire should never go out.
这个火永远，燔祭坛上的火永不熄灭。
This fire should burn in us all the time.
这个火要一直的在我们里面焚烧。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Every morning.
每一天早晨。
Every evening.
每一个晚上。
Throughout the day.
一整天。
Pray to the Lord.
向主祷告。
Lord, I want to be one with you.
主啊，我愿意与你是一。
So that I can gain you.
所以我可以赢得你。
So I can experience you.
可以经历你。
So I can know you.
我可以认识你。
In all these things.
在所有的
事物。I want to know your heart's desire.
我希望认识你的心意。
I want to follow you.
我希望跟随你。
This is how we live.
这就是我们如何生活。
This is how we can gain the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
这就是我们如何能够赢得至宝的基督。
And in that, we can build up the body of Christ.
在这样的生活里面，我们可以建造基督的
身体。Because in that, we can be fully one with Him.
在这样的生活里，我们与主完全的是一。
Amen. Let's read the Roman numeral 5 together.
让我们读这个第五点，一起读。
Amen. So in this,
在这里
in this we can ultimately build up the body of Christ.
我们可以建造基督的身体。
Amen.
达到他最终的目的。
Maybe may this be our prayer.
愿这个成为我们的祷告。
Amen. Okay, I'll stop here.
Amen. 我就停在这里。
Amen.